Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo at Colombo Chronicles Live, just for you.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, world, and wake up, America. It is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare? Well, hopefully, the loyal legal Americans will see justice soon restored by the President of the United States and the Department of Justice and loyal members who represent we, the people. Wouldn't that be great? Well, today I have a very exciting guest that will enter into the world of authors and experts. And I'm excited to welcome our returning guest. He is an educator, and he is an author of a second book, right hot off the press with rave reviews, entitled All Roads Lead to Lawrence. It appears to be a sequel, which we'll ask him about, to his first book, This Was Never About Basketball. He will share his interest in young adults and families and why why basketball appears to be a core interest of the author. And as we know, basketball is extremely popular in the USA. Those young people can make a lot of money playing basketball. And when I was in high school, my interest in basketball came from a crush on a basketball player. So I would talk my girlfriends into going to the basketball games so I could watch the guy I had a crush on. Unfortunately, he had a crush on someone else. Isn't that the way it goes? And those who have a crush on you, you're not interested in. Good grief. As the world spins. So before we enter into the world of authors and experts, let's see what's happening around the world, because there's a lot going on in America and around the world, but everyone keeps their eye on America. What would we do without the United States of America? We hope we never have to find out. Isn't that the truth? There's an article you may want to read. It's on the WashingtonTimes.com. It says Kuhner, K-U-H-N-E-R, who betrayed the Navy SEAL Team 6. That is still on the minds of the families and on the minds of the American people. There's another article you may want to read. It's WorldTribune.com. You can Google it. Clapper implicates former President Obama. Clapper implicates Obama. We only did what we were told to do by the president. And at that time, it was Barack Hussein Obama. And there is an article that I am going to talk about after the interview with our special guest. The Obama administration gave Ukrainian justice a list of untouchables, including people close to George Soros. And if you like Breitbart right now, it is watching Breaking House Impeachment Resolution hearings. So hopefully you can watch that on video soon as well. It will be recorded. And BreakingIsraelNews.com, which I enjoy reading, says, nuclear nepotism, the hushed-up truth of Kerry's personal Iran connection. So many things happening in our country that affect the rest of the world and our daily lives that we must pay attention to and know what is happening. So on that note, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts. So don't touch that dial because we have a very special guest and his name is Craig Lehner.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. We're back on Colombo Chronicles Live, and we're entering into the world of authors and experts, and we are excited to welcome our returning guest. He is an educator and an author of a second book, hot off the press with rave reviews, entitled All Roads Lead to Lawrence, which appears to be a sequel to This Was Never About Basketball. He will share his interest in young adults and families and why basketball appears to be a core interest of Craig Lehner, the author of this fabulous book. So let's just say hello and get started. Hi, Craig. You're with us on Colombo Chronicles and our audience, and we're excited to have you back. And I understand that your book is receiving rave reviews, All Roads Lead to Lawrence. So congratulations.
Thanks, Rose. It's good to hear your voice. A couple of years since I've talked to you when I released the first book. I appreciate you having me on again.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, young people are important and parents and families, and basketball happens to be a part of our good old USA. And I told our audience I got interested in basketball because I had a crush on a basketball player. So I talked my friends into going to the basketball games. But he didn't have a crush on me. So that was that. But I still, you know, got involved in watching basketball games. So I know you're on a tight schedule today, so I really wanted to get started because that's an interesting title, All Roads Lead to Lawrence. It's a fun title as well. So is this a sequel to your debut young adult novel, This Was Never About Basketball?
Yeah, yes, it indeed is a sequel. I actually pick up the story exactly where the previous one left off, which is at the Southern California Regional Community College basketball finals. We pick up the action right in the fourth quarter when the game is on the line. All Roads Lead to Lawrence. It's a bit of a double entendre title. Of course, Lawrence, Kansas being where the game of basketball came to life under Dr. James Naismith. And it's also the name of one of the major characters in my book, Lawrence Tuckerman, a young fella who's on the spectrum. He's autistic and has some strange and interesting powers.
Wow, that sounds exciting. So, but why did you choose the sport of basketball as a vehicle to your stories?
Well, basketball, my entire life has been the prism through which I view the world. Learned the game at an early age, and it's how I learn about people and how they react under pressure and under certain circumstances. Look no further than being on the court or watching a game or watching a fast break. And keep an eye on the point guard. Does he shoot? Does he pass? Does he bounce the ball off his foot and out of bounds? It's really the ultimate study in the human condition, at least as I view it. And it's really how I've been able to analyze people in my life and try to figure out how things work.
And also, I know that the plot line runs the gamut from a tutorial on how to offer a proper handshake, which is interesting, to a layman's guide to surfing in Southern California, to the imaginative wonders of theoretical physics. So how did you come up with such a unique storyline that encompasses all of these issues?
Well, struggling for a story like I was in the first book, and I was actually at a cemetery to visit my father over at Eden Memorial Park up in the north end of the San Fernando Valley, and I had one of those kind of ethereal conversations with him at his gravesite, telling him that I was struggling with my story and saying to him, if you have any suggestions, you'd be hearing anything from hereafter, I appreciate you sending it my way. And so I was driving home on the freeway, and I started to get this idea about how human consciousness might not be tethered to the human brain. And
really?
The closer to home I got, the sharper into focus it became. And as I'm driving home, I got a phone call from my wife. She was under the weather, and she asked me to stop by the store to pick her up something. And I did that, and I walked into the store. It was Super Bowl Sunday, and the place was mobbed, and it's pretty much the last place I wanted to be. So I ordered from the juice bar what she wanted me to pick up, got a basket, threw some random things into the cart, and then went to check out. And the checkout stand, the checker who was winding everything through, said to me, that'll be 1926. And as it turns out, that was my father's birth year. And so it seemed in that moment like I was struck by lightning, and everything that I had been thinking about up to that point, maybe there was a reason why everything was coming together. So I took it quite literally, like I had received a message from the hereafter, and just started to write like crazy at that point.
That is really interesting, because I don't think a lot of people understand that sometimes we're given symbols and signs, and I'm one of those people that do, and it seems to come back somehow and change my life as well to do something else, and I think that's a really interesting story. Thank you for sharing that. And so what are some of the core values you explore?
Well, certainly when you make a mistake in life, and especially when it's a large one, you want to work really hard to correct it. And that's really the central theme for young people reading this book. It's a story of friendship and hope. It draws its rhythm and energy from the sport of basketball, and, of course, there are elements of magical realism in there where fantastical things are happening, but they're quite normal with the kids in the story. And there's a lot of lessons, the handshake lesson. It's so important in life to have a good handshake. And so I walk the protagonist, Zeke Archer, through the process of having a really crappy one to learning that there's a better way to develop that handshake. So just lessons about doing the right thing, about trying to fix things that you screw up. Those are the main lessons I'm trying to teach.
That's interesting, because I believe that about a handshake, too. I think when people give you a loose handshake, it's not sincere, and there's something untrustworthy about that person. That's just my opinion, though. So I think a handshake can be endearing to people. I think it's I'm glad that you brought that up. And so I understand that your story once again accumulates center court at Allen Fieldhouse on the campus of the University of Kansas, which is considered by basketball enthusiasts to be the birthplace of the game, which many of us didn't know. And why did you choose to return to that location?
Well, I spent some time on Allen Fieldhouse, and something happens when you walk into that building, especially if you have enough resources to get in there at nighttime when the lights are down and you can listen to things happening up in the rafters. It's really a magical place, and that's where basketball first took root. Dr. Naismith invented the game in Springfield, Massachusetts, back in 1891. And then he came west, settled in the Midwest there into Lawrence, and that's where he fostered the game along, and then it became this sort of international sensation. There's something just magical about that place, about that city, about that campus. I've got some early roots there in my life, and I decided what better place to anchor the story than right there, center court at Allen Fieldhouse.
Wow, that's great. So what's next? I'm hearing rumors that this book series might evolve into a trilogy. So give us the inside scoop.
Well, I have a very talented editor. She's on the East Coast. Her name is Judy Gittenstein. And when she read the first draft of book two, this All Roads Lead to Lawrence, her first take was, you know, this story arc is still too large. You need to keep going. So what we did was, during the editorial process, we opened up a couple of doors in the last chapter so that it wasn't quite shut so tight. And working on book three of the trilogy, I think this is going to be the final one. And as it stands right now, as I'm drafting it, I'm going to be introducing elements of ancient geometry, and there may also be some time travel as it relates to basketball.
Oh, that sounds intriguing and interesting, and for young people and adults as well. So, yeah, everybody's interested in time travel, too. So I understand you're a lifelong opponent of the instant replay in sports. Can you explain why?
Boy, you know, I think when the inventor of basketball, Dr. Naismith, invented this game, and even as it relates to football and baseball and all the other sports that rely on instant replay, that was never a component in the game. It was always meant to be looked over, looked after by people, umpires, referees. You know, the human element was always a part of the game. And I think that since these sports have evolved into essentially large corporations and businesses, the human element is being extracted. And I think that's to the detriment of the players, to the fans, and the forefathers of these games. I think it's just sending things in the wrong direction. I think it's a thing of beauty when a referee blows a call, because this is how the game came into being, and it's part of the game, unfortunately, for people who maybe make wagers or who have a vested interest in seeing things be exactly perfect on a TV monitor. But I just don't think it's a good idea that we stop the game and look at it from 16 different angles and try to figure out if the referee made the right call.
Oh, that's interesting, and that applies to a lot of different sports, including horse racing as well. And so you
I know
wrote
I'm in the minority with that, Rose.
I'm
in the minority. I think that people disagree with what I have to say about that, but I don't think I'm ever going to change my position.
Well, I mean, I think people should stand up for what they believe, so that's what America's all about, you know, being able to express what you believe. And I think we should have opposition to everything. This was never about basketball, your first book, and your second book, All Roads Lead to Lawrence, are kind of like not only interesting, and they also have human expressions in it of people's interest. And they're fun, too. So I think that's important. So let's shift gears at that point. What would you say to someone who'd like to write a novel but is gripped by fear and uncertainty and doesn't know where to begin?
Well, that's a good question. I think one of the first things you could do, I actually can break this down into three different parts. The first thing you could do is educate yourself. Read books on story, plot line, character development, dialogue, to educate yourself on how it's done properly. I think we all know what a good book reads like, but being on the other side is pretty tricky. There is one book in particular I can recommend, and it's called Write a Novel and Get It Published. It was written by an Englishman named Nigel Watts back in the 1980s, and when he passed away in 1999, the publisher hired another writer, a guy named Stephen May, to update the book with information on the internet and some other things. And I found of all the books that I read on how to write one, this one was the most valuable. It really broke it down and made it pretty easy to follow, how to create a story arc and follow it. I would say the next thing that you're going to want to do is tell everybody you know, every single person in your life, that you're writing a novel. And so you have absolutely nowhere to hide if you don't follow through on it. And I found that was particularly effective in on my part. The third thing I would say is to source a very good editorial team and design team if you're going to self-publish. I think you should set a goal to produce a book that looks like it was published by one of the major publishing houses, and that's something that you can be proud of.
Yes, and you can leave it to your family and friends and encourage them, too, and to write as well by just having that professional-looking book. And they'll be proud to share it with everyone as well. So on your website, about the author page, you continue, Craig, to purport to be an 87% free throw shooter. Now, my grandson is a basketball player. He's in ninth grade. And so I'm going to throw that by him. So even I know that's unrealistically high. So what's up?
Yeah, good eye, Rose. I had the good fortune about 3.5 years ago for my birthday, my wife arranged to build a third-scale basketball court in the backyard. Talk about a charmed life. And so there are times when the words sort of come in a difficult way. So I go out in the backyard, and I shoot free throws, and I get into a rhythm, and then I'm able to take that rhythm inside the house. So the thing is, by my own calculations, I am an 87% free throw shooter. But the thing is, it is 100% unverified. So I ask people to take my word for it.
Well, I like that. So I will take your word for it, and I'll let my grandson know to take your word for it, too, because he's reading your book. So the first book, This Was Never About Basketball. And so now's your time to shine, and you can give our audience, Craig Lehner, any message you'd like, and then also your websites if you have any, and also, which I know you do, and also where they can purchase your books.
Well, thanks, Rose. I appreciate the opportunity. The website is craiglehner.com. It's CraigLehner.com. The book is available, of course, on Amazon and actually any bookstore in the country. I know in particular you could go to Raven Books in Lawrence, Kansas, and order the book from them. And also at Craig Lehner is my Twitter handle. Have at it. Go out there and source the book. I think it's a good one. And, you know, my intent is to give young readers some good lessons and a good reading experience, and that's what I'm hoping to do with both the original and the sequel.
Well, I wish you much success, and it looks like you may end up with maybe even a TV series because I think this is a really positive way to bring a message through basketball and sports, which young people love, and young adults as well. And then, of course, parents and grandparents as well. So thank you so much, Craig Lehner, for returning to Colombo Chronicles Live and sharing your rave review book, All Roads Lead to Lawrence. And we wish you much success with your book and both books, in fact. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thanks again. Thank you, Rose. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And Craig Lehner has left the building, and he's got to go back to work. He's on a night schedule today, so we're very happy that he was willing to join us to share his latest book, his new book, All Roads Lead to Lawrence. And my grandson is reading This Was Never About Basketball, and he loves the book. So far, you know, he's on a roll, and it looks like he's on a roll to a trilogy, which is really exciting, especially for young people today. I would love to see more young people, especially in the inner cities, being encouraged to get involved in sports. I think that's really, really important today, and I think the government should be looking at that as well. Maybe I'll send some people in our government a copy of this book and encourage them to help children within the inner cities who don't have the funds or a father at home to encourage them, or they're from a broken home, to encourage them to get involved in sports such as basketball. Very, very important. Again, the name of the book is All Roads Lead to Lawrence. The first book is This Was Never About Basketball. And on that note, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll enter into the world of politics. So stay with the Rose on Colombo Chronicles Live.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Colombo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, listen up, everyone, because now the Rose is going to enter into the world of politics. And, you know, I was the first one, let me pat myself on the back, to point out to Congress and to the nation that President Trump was being denied due process of law. And there's a lot of people in this country who are being denied due process of law. And as I've stated many times, as a longtime advocate for justice, an activist who has proposed laws that have been implemented in California and across the nation involving family law, I created a amendment to the California Constitution on limiting immunity to district attorneys and judges and politicians who are involved in corruption. And that was approved by the California Attorney General's office. And to date, I haven't put it on the ballot because there's a lot of processes to go through. But maybe I'll give it a try in 2020. But these things are very, very important because we witnessed Hillary Clinton get more than due process of law. She got a golden pass after removing, aka stealing, 33,000 plus government emails, which is government property, and attempting to destroy it with her team, which is, if you were an average citizen, a crime. And we know that people in the military, young men who took a picture or and not for intent of committing anything, any crimes against the nation, but just on a whim, but they're in prison. And so under the Obama regime. And so many people have been denied due process of law. And so these are very, very important issues that we must express. And so today I'm going to express these opinions from 7 to 8 p.m. this evening. And they're going to be the Obama administration gave Ukrainian justice a list of untouchables, including people close to Soros. And I'm also going to touch more on the impeachment and the fact that Senator Scalise has words to say about Adam Schiff and the unfair due process of law that Americans are facing along with the President of the United States. So you won't want to miss that. So God bless you. God bless America, and may God keep his hand on you, your family, America, and all people who are in pain or suffering around the world.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.